Nerds resume missile tests. This is 11th of July, 2006. Reverend Simulator for UnNews. The Island Creek Neighborhood Association today announced that local nerds had resumed missile tests. This comes in response to recent intelligence reports that nerds were resuming missile tests after a year-long moratorium against them. According to a statement released by the nerds' dear leader, Lafayette C. Marzoni, quote, is our right to launch and design rockets, unquote. However, some residents disagree. Quote, it's a fire hazard, it smells bad, and could put out a window or an eye, unquote, said concerned residents Franklin Romaine. Romaine and other residents have appealed to the Neighborhood Association in order to seek an end to the tests. The nerds have been launching the solid-fueled Estes Stormcaster and Estes Big Bertha missiles, which have estimated ranges of 930 and 500 feet, respectively. Furthermore, the Stormcaster missile is capable of carrying an action figure strapped to a parachute. Recent reports indicate that nerds are attempting to build their own missile, one with a potential range of half a mile. The nerds have claimed it is their right to construct such missiles and claim that they're building the missiles in order to enter their designs in contests. Some residents, however, are concerned about the resumed tests, but do not yet have a unified approach to the problem. Romaine considers the tests a direct threat and would like to see serious action taken by the Neighborhood Association against the nerds. Romaine has threatened to use as his new defense missile system a .22 rifle to shoot down any incoming missile launched against him or his friends. Quote, I'm a good clay pigeon shooter and I think I can handle this, unquote. However, some reports indicate that his accuracy at shooting clay pigeons is only about 50% and that he has no experience shooting missiles. Other neighbors, while seeing the test as a threat, are unsure as to how to proceed with potential sanctions. Some have threatened to simply confiscate the missiles, while others want the nerds to move to a nearby baseball field to conduct their tests. These divisions will most likely be a weakness in the neighbors' position when they go before the Neighborhood Board of Directors on Thursday at 7 p.m. UnNews will have more on this story as it develops. Not if I can help it. This has been Dennis Zim for UnNews. Thank you for listening to this truly stupid story.